Member Voice. Our Member Engagement and Military Lead, Tim Eckersley, shares your latest news and updates. Officers Mess, RAF Honington, Military Dinner. Blind Veterans UK attended RAF Honington and was joined by the command element from the station, as well as one of our trustees, Tim Seal, and his wife, Melanie. A delicious four-course meal was served in the officers' mess, and great entertainment was provided by Jane Darling and the RAF's military piper, Laura Daly. During the meal, three Blind Veterans UK Founders' Day awards were presented. These awards recognise the inspiring contributions of our members and their families, who exemplify the same spirit and ethos as the charity's founder, Sir Arthur Pearson. One of the awards was presented to Robbie Hall, who joined the Women's Royal Air Force in 1940, serving during World War II in support of Allied forces. Robbie received the Inspiring Community Award in recognition of her enthusiasm and energy in providing peer support and encouragement to new members, and even pushing personal boundaries by flying in a Spitfire in September. During the meal, Station Commander, Wing Commander Max Hayward, presented Blind Veterans UK with RAF Honington Station Crest, a symbol of their enduring friendship. Then, in recognition of their ongoing support for our charity, a World War I silver sterling limited edition coin was presented to the station commander, commemorating the first 15 war-blinded veterans of 1915. Wing Commander Max Hayward thanked everyone for attending a fantastic afternoon, saying how worthwhile the event was, adding, "Recognising the geopolitical and technological sphere we find ourselves in modern day, serving troops of now will be future beneficiaries of Blind Veterans UK." Member Tony Harbour presented RAFP memorabilia from his local branch, which is closing, to Officer Flight Lieutenant Seb Belton. Not wanting the memorabilia to become lost or forgotten, a branch decision was to ensure it was given to the home of the RAFP, RAF Honington. Tony was thrilled to present the memorabilia, saying, "This is a fantastic opportunity and it's great to be at RAF Honington." Military anniversaries. Afghan 10. This month marks the 10th anniversary of the end of combat operations by the British forces within Afghanistan, Operation Herrick. The conflict officially ended on the 12th of December 2014, and some 150,000 British troops served within Afghanistan between 2002 and 2014. A total of 457 UK Armed Forces personnel were lost, and many more seriously injured. This number peaked between 2009 and 2010, where over 100 personnel died due to hostilities between opposing forces. British forces entered Afghanistan in response to 9/11 terrorist attacks within the US, joining Allied forces in pursuit of the leaders of the terrorist organisation Al-Qaeda. Veterans Art Project VE80. It's not too late to send us your artwork for our exciting initiative, the Veterans Art Project VE80. The project encourages you to showcase your creative talents to help raise funds for the charity. Artwork is themed around VE80, the 80th anniversary of victory over Europe, marking the end of the Second World War. We've received some wonderful submissions so far. Member Brian Naylor submitted a series of fantastic paintings using watercolours and fine line pen. Brian took up watercolours as a hobby after a 30-year break from painting. He has submitted 12 paintings in support of the Veterans Art Project, VE80, hoping to raise funds for the charity. We continue to look for submissions inspired by VE80. Artwork you submit could be exhibited online and at events, auctioned off, given as gifts, and even displayed on our merchandise. How to take part. Artwork and photography. This project consists of three parts: two artwork kits suitable for beginners and more experienced artists, and a photography challenge. You're welcome to take part in one, two, or all three. Your personal story. We also ask that you include a short personal story with your submission, with a brief outline of your service history, your sight loss journey, the techniques used in your work, and the inspiration for your work. If you're old enough to remember VE Day, we'd love to read about your recollections. If not, the project gives you the chance to explore the theme of war and peace and get creative. If you'd like to take part, please visit blindveterans.org.uk/VAP to find out more and request a kit. Alternatively, you can email ncwp@blindveterans.org.uk or leave a message on the NCWP voicemail at 01273 391 447. Just leave your name and number and a member of the team will call you back. Military Sight Loss Champions Scheme. We launched a pilot scheme last month with the aim of building our connections with the armed forces, inviting regulars, reservists and cadets to volunteer as champions for Blind Veterans UK. These champions are given the opportunity to fundraise, volunteer, lend us their venue and learn a bit about sight loss and eye care. This is a fantastic opportunity for the wider forces community to become more involved in our work and for us to foster new relationships and continue to build our network. Visit blindveterans.org.uk/champion to find out more about the scheme. Give us your feedback. Have you attended a Blind Veterans UK event recently? We would like to know what you thought so we can improve our services and offer more of what you like. Our members, carers, or even our staff can now provide events feedback to us directly via the Blind Veterans UK website by using our simple blindveterans.org.uk/event-feedback online form. Coming up, Royal Military Academy Sandhurst Military Dinner, 28th of February 2025. For the latest information about our member events, visit blindveterans.org.uk/events.